This is the rain report for July 4th, 2014, coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this firecracker of a rain report. A quick scan of the HF bands this summer will reveal pileups, but for whom? W1AW, the official amateur radio station of the ARRL, the nation's ham radio organization. But if you listen to the W1AW stations, you'll notice they're all operating portable. For the story behind the ARRL centennial operations, Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Sean Kutzko, KX9X, media and public relations manager for the ARRL.
The name of this is the ARRL Centennial QSO Party. The idea was born from our membership and volunteer programs manager, Dave Patton, NN1N. We've been planning for the centennial for quite some time, a few years. Last year, we were going over ideas for the event, and we wanted to have an on-air component. I mean, this is amateur radio, so of course it makes sense to do something on the air. Dave came up with the idea of having a year-long QSO party for everybody that was associated with the American Radio Relay League in one form or another. Everybody from the president of the organization to all of the directors and all of the people that worked at ARRL headquarters, but more importantly, everybody who was a member of the league needed to have a point value in the system as well. And that was one of the major components that Dave came up with, was to make sure that every ARRL member was worth something in this QSO party. There are two different components to the Centennial QSO party. One is a general on-air event where anybody associated with the ARRL can get on and work other stations and be worth points. The component that you're speaking about is the special W1AW Worked All States Award, where W1AW is on the air for a week at a time from each of the 50 states in the United States, plus some of our territories, Guam and Puerto Rico and territories like that. Each state has a coordinator that coordinates all of the activity throughout their state for each of the weeks. Those coordinators were selected in mid-2013. They're pretty much folks that we've worked with on projects at headquarters, section or division leaders or directors, or folks that have a really, really good station and proven on-air operating. Some of the folks that are team leaders for each of the state's week's operation have been on major expeditions, for example. That's how the team leaders for each given state were chosen, and they are the ones who coordinate activity for their state's week each time they're on the air. Some of them are now on the air for the second time. There are other states that haven't had their first go yet. When we were planning the calendar out, which states were going to be on the air for any given week, we wanted to stagger them as much as possible. But due to some of the scheduling issues that came up when trying to plan an event of this nature, it wasn't possible for us to get all 50 states on the air without duplicating a few of those states first. In other words, we were not able to get all 50 states on the air once before we repeat it. We had to do a couple of repeats before all 50 states were on the air for one time. Most of the operations for any given state are not taking place exclusively at one location. There have been numerous cases where operations from a state are spread out among several stations throughout the week. What we found in the early going was the demand for QSOs with W1AW portable stations has just been so high that no one station could handle the load. The W1AW portable operations are averaging about 62,000 QSOs a week. So it's a ridiculous task for one station to try to manage 62,000 QSOs in a week. So we spread the load out among several stations.
Thank you for the contact. 73W1AW-7, listening up.
55, Quebec, Zulu. Kilo 1, India 7, Delta, Germany.
Kilo 0, Lima, Papa, Romeo.
Kilo 1, India 7, Delta, Germany.
It's amazing. Some of the stations that I hear operating W1AW portable have huge pileups on them.
Oh, yeah. So
I was hearing the Utah station, that would be W1AW/7. She had such a pileup, she was actually looking 15 kilohertz up the band on 20 meters so that people would actually hear her when she transmitted. It was just amazing.
That's the same report that we're getting back from some of the ops that are experiencing this kind of operating for the first time. Many of them are have never been on the other side of a major pileup like that before. The feeling that they report back to us is one of complete exhilaration. To have that many people calling you at once, if you've never really experienced that before, that can be quite a rush. I was fortunate enough to be in Arkansas over the second weekend in June to take part in the W1AW Stroke 5 operation from Arkansas. I was able to get on a little bit from down there during that weekend. It was quite a thrill. I was able to work a lot of stations in the Pacific Rim in Japan and Australia and New Zealand. The pileups are pretty serious. It's a lot of fun.
This operation began January 1st of this year. Is that right?
That's correct. It started at 0 hours on January 1st, 2014, and it will go until 2359 UTC, December 31st. One of the nice touches to kicking off the centennial QSO party this year was that we're able to get on the air from W1AW during Straight Key Night. That was fun. We were able to use Hiram Percy Maxim's straight key from one of his backup transmitters as our straight key. And we made a few QSOs using that straight key. And that was quite a thrill.
That takes place New Year's Eve.
It's a 24-hour on-air event that focuses on manually sent CW using a straight key or a bug rather than computer-generated CW. It's a 24-hour event. It's just basically to get people back on the air and enjoy the simplicity of manually sent CW. No fancy contest exchange. There's no points. Nothing like that. It's just get on the air using a straight key and make some casual CW contacts. It's a lot of fun.
You're in the middle of a conversation between ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager Sean Kutzko, KX9X, and Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, centering on the Centennial on the Air operations being conducted this year by the American Radio Relay League. We'll conclude this conversation in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com and via Twitter at The Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
One of the nice things about this particular event is that everybody is worth at least a point if you're affiliated with the ARRL. Members are worth 1 point. Volunteer examiners are worth 5 points, all the way up to the current ARRL president, Kay Craigie, who's worth 300 points per QSO. Kay has been very dedicated to this. She has pledged to work on average of 100 QSOs a day throughout the year, and she's doing a pretty good job at it, too. She's all over the place. She's operating phones, CW, digital modes. She's very committed to being on the air for the members. It's a lot of fun to be able to make a QSO with our president on a regular basis like this. And these are not simple 5973 QSOs either. She takes the time to talk with people too. There's numerous ways that you can participate in this operating event. I know that there are many of the larger stations, the more competitive stations, are very interested in getting as many points as they possibly can for the Centennial points aspect of it. You can work people in the Centennial QSO party on all bands, 160 meters, all the way up through 70 centimeters, plus satellite, and you can work them on each of the three major mode families. You can work them on CW, you can work them on phone, and you can work them on the digital modes. Each one of those QSOs counts for points in this event. Some of the larger stations are trying to accumulate as many points as they possibly can. Other people are interested in just seeing how many of the W1AW portable operations they can work on. I personally am pursuing that aspect. I live in an apartment. I don't have much of an antenna set up here. The way that I'm enjoying participating in this event is, one, going out into the field with QRP gear and handing out QSOs with myself to anybody who wants to make a QSO. As a department manager, I'm worth 75 points in this event. So it's fun to go out and operate portable and hand out a fairly high point value QSO to anybody that I make a contact with. But the other thing that I'm really enjoying is, as a QRP'er, I'm trying to see how many of the W1AW portable operations I can work using 5 watts, from my apartment. I have a dipole at 18 feet outside my apartment window. It's nothing to write home about. But so far, I've worked every one of the ARRL W1AW portable operations except for Alaska. I missed Alaska, but I've got all of the others. But the nice thing about it is that each state is going to be on the air at least twice throughout 2014. So I'll get another chance at it.
K1, Victor Oscar India, 5-9 Illinois, over.
Thank you for the 5-9 Illinois. You're a 5-9 Mike Alpha. How do you like working the other end of a pileup?
I'm telling you, it's just like when I've gone on de-expedition, except I'm local, my kitty cat's sitting on the radio, and life is good. You have a good day and keep on having. This is W1AW, Choke 9.
Can you give my listeners an idea what states are going to be on during July?
Well, July is actually a very, very special month because July has the World Radio Sport Team Championship going on. That's the second weekend in July. That's essentially, for those of you who are not familiar with it, the World Radio Sport Team Championship, otherwise known as WRTC, is kind of the Olympics of amateur radio contesting. There are going to be 59 two-person teams that are all going to be set up with similar stations around the Boston, Massachusetts area. And this event runs concurrently with the IARU HF Championship, which is a 24-hour contest the second weekend in July. It runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday until 1200 UTC on Sunday. So it's a 24-hour event. Contacts made with the WRTC stations that are participating in the IARU event are worth 5 points towards the Centennial Challenge. In addition to that, we have a couple of states that are going to be on that month, and you can find a calendar of those events at a webpage that we have on our site, and I'll give that address in just a moment. But for July, the first week in July, which runs until July 9th, Wisconsin is on the air, and Utah is on the air. That's going on right now as we are recording this on the evening of July 3rd. The week of July 9th, we are not going to have any W1AW portable operations going on that week so that all attention can be given to the operators for the World Radio Sport Team Championship that's taking place the second weekend in July. The third weekend in July, we're going to have one state on that month, and that's South Carolina. This is the second time through for South Carolina. That's also the weekend of the ARRL Centennial Convention, which is taking place in Hartford July 17th through the 19th. So if you're not on the air chasing W1AW portable operations, make sure you can try to get to Hartford and join us for our Centennial Convention. The last week in July begins July 23rd. That will be the states of Indiana, W1AW stroke 9, and Rhode Island, W1AW stroke 1. That rounds out the month of July. It should be noted that if people are hearing about this for the first time and they're interested in trying to contact all of the W1AW portable operations, there will be special commemorative W1AW Worked All States certificates and plaques available for anybody who completes working all 50 states using only W1AW portable call signs. Those will be available at the end of the year after the event is over. If you are interested in more information about the Centennial QSO party or about the W1AW portable operations, you can go to our website, arrl.org. The webpage itself, it's kind of a long address, www.arrl.org/Centennial-QSO-Party. www.arrl.org/Centennial-QSO-Party. If that's too long of a URL to get written down real fast, you can just go to arrl.org and you can use our search engine in the upper right-hand corner and search for Centennial QSO Party.
That concludes our look at the ARRL Centennial Summer with League Media and Public Relations Manager Sean Kutzko, KX9X, speaking with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2014 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.